This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening. 550 K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO up in northwest North Dakota, eastern Montana, and of course KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson as well. Glad you are listening today. Thanks for being along. Put us in your favorites right there on your smartphone. A smartphone is even a smarter phone when it has our number right there at one touch. That way, when you hear something that really makes you happy, or something that really makes you mad, or something that you want to straighten us out on, or something you want to give an attaboy to, or whatever. You know, this. I walked into the Great Plains and Power Indy Energy Conference here at the Ramada Bismarck today, and saw a number of law enforcement officers here. You know, Governor Dalrymple normally travels with a security detail when he goes somewhere, but obviously because of the lawlessness that is in the full protest faux mode in North Dakota these days, and one of the popular traits is to come into places where there'll be cameras and media, as they did at the North Dakota Petroleum Council conference. There's a number of law enforcement officers here, and I thought, man, I'm glad we have them. Man, I am glad we have them. And I was thinking, I wonder if we thank them enough. And I think I know the answer to that. It's no. Can't possibly thank them enough. No way could we. But I tell you what, I've done my best today to say, glad you're here. Thank you. Appreciate what you do. These folks are away from their families, their regular routine. And, you know, the comments, social media has a lot of, you know, very positive benefits, I believe. I think there's a lot of sunshine in social media, right? Anybody can be a reporter. You don't need to be the Bismarck Tribune and, you know, cry when a judge orders a court order because you're so upset that this protest is going to end and these poor dear people that have been lawfully, you know, unlawfully creating havoc have been, you know, stopped or at least told they were wrong by a federal judge, right? That's the Bismarck Tribune mode. I know a lot of people are upset with KFIRE TV and their coverage. I think it's very biased. I haven't watched enough of it to know. I know that a lot of it's chronicled online, so I guess it's there for everybody to see and judge. But I know this. All we've had to do is talk to real people and understand what was going on here. Real people like ranchers that live in the area. Real people like law enforcement officers that are on the scene and are being you know, taunted with horses. And, by the way, some reporters yesterday surrounded by agitated protesters who wouldn't let them leave, some media members. So, you know, it's everywhere. And we know that largely because of really the first social media was talk radio that gives you a chance to give your feedback. But, you know, there's a lot of good about social media. But I was just watching the press conference yesterday that took place to talk about the latest riot, and it was a riot. Thank you, Paul Laney, the sheriff of Cass County, for calling it that. You know, the folks in Morton County and the whole command from Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer on down have really been good in this whole thing from the beginning. As, by the way, have I believe a lot of the things happening behind the scenes under the direction of Governor Dalrymple, who is largely, you know, recognized the law enforcement capability of his lieutenant governor. And that's Drew Wrigley to take command. And I've heard the governor say, "Hey, this is Drew's lane. He knows law enforcement. This is great to have him here, right here." And he and Ron Rauschenberger, chief of staff, and others, and of course, morning, noon, and night, all hours of the night, getting phone calls, keeping tabs on this, along with the head of the North Dakota National Guard and the Division of Emergency Management in North Dakota, General Dorman. And, of course, you have the Highway Patrol officials that I mentioned, Kirkmeyer as well. So it's fantastic. It really is. I mean, top down from the commander of the Highway Patrol and all of the folks involved, really incredible. So go online and see what these people say about them. It really is amazing. In fact, I posted earlier today something about the protesters. What it was the actual press conference. We have it up on our Facebook page. I'm sure Todd shared it. You know, you heard coverage of that yesterday as well. And my comment was the comments speak volumes about what these riot supporters think of law and order and our law enforcement. Well, of course, now the comments about the comments are really interesting. Todd, have you seen those yet?
I think the very first comment I saw posted during the press conference was liar.
Yeah, that's really, really, yeah.
I don't think they were lying.
You know, and now when you do Facebook Live, you can do, rather than a thumbs up, just a like. They give you, you know, emotions. Are you sad? Are you mad? Everything else. All these mad emojis are flying across the screen. You know, I mean, it's like, you've got to be kidding me. So today, as I said, I post a comment about the comments, right? And just it gives you an idea. And Jay Downs, who evidently is the former manager of the Prairie Nights Casino, and now is in South Dakota. But Jay Downs, he posts a picture, I don't know of who, but it's somebody with a tattoo of an Indian warrior or chief of some kind holding Donald Trump's head by the hair and Donald Trump's beheaded. This is the way they think. Now, the sad part of all this is you have hundreds, if not thousands, of people who simply are concerned about the future. They're a little bit concerned about the past and how things have been handled. They're scared. They're worried. They don't know. They hear all this rhetoric from these green extremist groups, but they mean nobody any harm. And unfortunately, they provide a cocoon in this encampment around all these thugs, this law enforcement, that is somewhere between 200 and 300 people. It is what I would love for the chairman of Standing Rock to do. If he was able to stand back from this consumption of power that he's feeling now by being a celebrity around the world among the green extremists, which really is no big deal. It's no big deal, right? It really isn't. And say, you know what? We've done what we set out to do. We had a historic gathering of Native Americans. We let folks know about our concerns. We fought in court. We lost. We appealed. We lost again. We're just going to be done. And here's what we'd like. We'd like anybody that's not from North Dakota to now agree with us that we've done what we need to do here and be done with this before someone is harmed, because tensions are rising. There's no doubt about that. The three-judge panel allows the company to go back to work. I don't know whether they will or not, but they could any day. They could do it right now. That's what the three-judge panel said again. Of course, the administration has issued, you know, another order basically saying, we'd ask you not to do that. You know, that's where the rule of law has been upended. And that's what I want to talk about with some of our guests today on the program. And we're at the Great Plains and Power ND Energy Conference. And this entity, a number of years ago with Governor Hovind, now Senator Hovind, who's going to join us on the program today. Number of panels that will tackle a number of issues. But I believe, and maybe I'm wrong, and I'll ask each and every one of them this question. I believe what's happening now, where you have, in this case, Dakota Access Pipeline Energy Transfer, $3 billion investment in a project following every rule, years and years of planning, Public Service Commission, Corps of Engineers, all the process followed. Go read the 58-page ruling of Judge Boasberg and tell me if I'm wrong that everything, chapter and verse, was followed. And yet, we still have day 63 of lawlessness in North Dakota. It hangs over everything. Because how can you empower ND? How can there be future investments in anything? Coal, oil, anything related to fossil fuels when the green extremists can do what they've done here, right? It is time for it to end, no doubt about it. But we're going to ask all of them. Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hovind, Congressman Kramer, Governor Dalrymple will all join us on the program today. Your calls, questions, and comments as well. I want to talk a little bit about the Donald Trump thing, although I have to tell you, I am just amazed. You know, that debate the other night, that debate, finally have Republicans all across the country hear someone that is their nominee, that is their spokesperson, get up and actually defend what they believe in. Actually push back for all the thuggish behavior that comes from Hillary Clinton and all that dirty, rotten politics and the games that they play. Well, they're hypocrites.
and say, I'm not going to take it anymore. You know what that did? That more than any touchdown could ever do for their favorite college or pro team sent Republicans off the couches jumping up and down saying thank you. Now, Donald Trump is not the perfect candidate. He is a creation of the Republican establishment and really the political class being inept, incompetent, imbeciles. Okay? So blame them if you don't like Donald Trump. But guess what? He's what we've got right now. In 1 month from now, one of two people is going to be president of the United States. And these Republicans now that want to have a toe in both camps, right? That, well, we'll just go and worry about the House and Senate races, and then we won't say anything necessarily good about Donald Trump, but not necessarily anything bad anyway. You know, that's how we got in this mess. Take a stand. You're either for him or you're against him, period. And if you're against him, thank you very much. Now we know you're for Hillary Clinton. We know exactly where you're at. Those are the two camps. A couple of my thoughts to kick things off here. Welcome yours next at 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/nddA.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busted up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where it broke my back and bones in my feet, my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Next to Spitfire West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington Grand Forks in front of Kmart.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There's a lot of behavior today that took it up a notch. We had asking for assistance. We had a situation where we had a deputy making an arrest, and people with a red banner started to surround the deputy to block off the view. from the other officers of what he was doing, and some started to close in. Another one of our deputies had to break through the crowd, ordering them back, ordering them off the person, back away from the deputy. We had situations where people who were there, legitimate media that was there to film it, were being stopped, were being questioned as to their credentials. Who are they to ask this? They're on somebody else's property. It's not their property. That's the kind of behavior that I think people need to realize is happening here. Not a peaceful protest, not a prayerful protest. They say that, but they disguise their criminal behavior behind it. Again, I'll go back to a peaceful protest in America is one where your belief, your ideology, whatever it is you want to say, is done in a peaceful manner. And the two protests at the Capitol and the one on the bridge were a perfect example of that happening. These are not peaceful. You cannot take your ideology and a belief, no matter how strongly you believe in it, and trespass on somebody else's land, use your ideology to break the rule of law, or trample somebody else or another American citizen's rights because you believe your belief is stronger than theirs. That's not how it works in America. We have laws. We are a nation of rule of law. You follow those laws, or you get arrested. That's what happened today. They intentionally went on and committed those crimes, and they've been held accountable.
Anybody think that is anything other than dead on exactly what correctly describes what has happened? Give me the other one from Sheriff. This is Sheriff Paul Laney, by the way, who is the operations commander for Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer, a Morton County sheriff, and has been part of the command structure of this operation. The one where he's talking about what defines a riot, because there were a lot of people yesterday saying, oh, yeah, well, wait, how can you do that? You're making the situation more volatile by calling this a riot. Well, what would you call it? Protest or somebody stands out with a sign on land that they're allowed to be on, that you have a permit for, or it's public land or whatever, right? It's not private property. And this isn't anybody holding a sign. This is stopping something. This is unlawful. I mean, a lot of times these people are doing it to get arrested. That Hollywood actress, she's here, I guess, to get more movie roles, right? To increase her credibility with the Hollywood crowd, I would assume. Roll his definition of a riot. See if you disagree with this.
A lot of you've heard us say the term riot. You know, in North Dakota, you engage in a riot, five or more people engage in the type of behavior you saw today. Well, we were well past that. So, and that's why we use the term riot. That was not a protest. That was not prayerful. That was a riot. They were intentionally violating the law. They were intentionally, many of them were yelling and spurring others on to do it. You have people on megaphones, doing what they were doing. And that's, that's a riot. A peaceful protest is getting your word out. We as American citizens have the right to stand up and have our opinion heard. And if we disagree with government, we can say it. But it says we have to do it in a peaceful manner. It doesn't say we get to take over somebody else's property, somebody else's land, somebody else's place of business, somebody else's person, or some other person's work site for our ideology. And that's where people need to start making a distinction. Quit listening to everything you're seeing on social media and find out the truth. And that's why we're here today, standing here today, giving the details of what happened today. Because this was not prayerful. It certainly wasn't peaceful.
Thank you, Sheriff Paul Laney, for speaking on behalf of law enforcement and what you all are feeling. That was very well said. And I'd welcome anybody who agrees or disagrees. I'd love for some of those folks, that hide behind the computer screen and post snarky comments to, object to that. Let's have a civil conversation. Call and tell me why that's wrong. 800-228-0550. Emailer says, you're ceaseless. Well, he did start with a sorry. Larry says, Scott, sorry, but your ceaseless shilling for do-nothing Jack is getting old fast. I find it disgusting. It's obvious to those of us paying attention that do-nothing Jack is at his best when he's doing nothing. I blame him and his cowardly appointees to the higher ed board for most of higher ed's problems. I blame his lack of action regarding the illegal protesters south of Mandan for extending the length of the protest. They sure did not waste any time in putting down the students in Zap back in the late 60s. Well, I have said I think that there is a lot more going on behind the scenes by Governor Dalrymple that you're not hearing about than is being said publicly, and that's not a good communication strategy because that tends to extend things to 63 days. So I don't think I've been a ceaseless shill. On the other hand, I'm not going to put all this on his shoulders. If we're going to put it on anybody's shoulders, it's the federal government. This is a mess of the federal government's making. Without any question.
Don't you pretty much seize for 22 hours a day, though, anyway, at least?
Say that again?
Don't you pretty much seize for at least 22 hours a day, anyway?
Cease, yeah.
He says ceaseless.
Yeah.
You have to stop for a little while, anyway.
I hope so, yeah.
At least when Rush comes on.
Texter says, I wonder what that Larry would have the governor do. The protesters are being allowed to camp on federal land. And when they mobilize from that location and participate in illegal activities, law enforcement are on site and making arrests, 123 to date. That's a good point. I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is not an easy situation. I would be even more critical of the governor if I thought law enforcement was saying, hey, we don't have what we need, right? They're saying, you know, we do need more numbers, and now some of that is coming from the sheriffs, but the state early on said, hey, Fed, send marshals so we have the numbers, so when 200 protesters show up at an event and there's 20 of us, there's no possible way other than to manage the situation, right? That's all you really can do. Anyway, let's take some calls here. Chad in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go, Chad.
Question for you. Lutheran Social Services said that they gave the county commissioners or the city council the numbers for the immigrants, what they get for benefits and all that stuff when they first come in. Question I have for you is that if you watched Megyn Kelly the other night, she was talking to one gal about the fact that people are coming in the United States with just their name and their date of birth, and they're whisking them in off onto an airplane to wherever they settle them over the thing. How do you call that vetting? And the fact of the matter is that when Donald Trump stepped in and said, hey, this is like a Trojan horse, I totally agree with them. And the fact of the matter is that most of these people that are sitting there getting these benefits, what is really the true dollar amount? And the fact is, who's auditing the numbers that Lutheran Social Services are giving us? Because clearly these numbers are just not all accurate. And what are we going to, what can we as a state, can we turn these people back and say we don't want these people now? Or is this the only way we're going to be able to do it is if we get the election and we vote our way, we got to vote?
Yeah, that's a good question. What if the state just said no? Of course, nobody's saying no in the state government right now. I'm hoping that what Dave Pepcorn is doing, the commissioner in Fargo that we had on the other day, in getting the numbers, will allow us to have a reasonable discussion about this and remove the emotion of, you know, one side that just says everybody that wants to come here as a refugee, let them come here, and never mind. And then the other side to say, well, wait a minute. Let's just factually know what the impacts are from all of this. I think that just makes good common sense. So I'm hopeful. We're going to be able to get to the bottom of that, Chad, at some point. We'll have, by the way, last night there was a city commission meeting in Fargo, and some of the first answers to the questions Dave Pepcorn raised were brought up. So, all right, Bill in Grant County, Ryan in Marshall, John in Bismarck, coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Let there be light in your home. Sunlight. Bring it in. I'll tell you about sunrooms and Four Seasons, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, period. Now, this is a great investment, the one true investment that you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. Give me one other thing you can buy that will be worth more in 10 years than it is today. A Four Seasons sunroom will be. It goes up in value, and you get to use it every day. It'll be your favorite room in the house. Light is so special. It's spiritual for many. And you know what? It's easy to install. This can be done in a few weeks. Simple as a phone call for a free in-home estimate, and you're on your way. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free with special financing, too. Four Seasons Sunroom, waiting for your call right now. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We are today at the Ramada in Bismarck for the Great Plains Empower ND Energy Conference. You'll also hear Energy Matters, another show we do here, on these very radio stations with coverage from this event as there is a whole lot of things going on. Right now on the stage, Governor Jack Dalrymple, Senator John Hoeven, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Congressman Kevin Cramer. They're all going to join us here when they wrap up. So we look forward to the conversation coming up. In the meantime, let's get to your calls. Anything on your mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503 today on the program. So give me a call. Any Trump fans about ready to jump off a bridge anywhere or anything? No, me either. Although I am of the opinion there are a lot of them. A lot of them. A lot of people very, very depressed, down, seeing a poll number here, seeing a poll number there, believing that tape is going to be the end. I just don't feel that way at all. I really don't. You have to remember, nobody is excited to vote for Hillary Clinton. Nobody. Just keep that in mind. And look, there's two ways you can approach between now and election. Even if you felt that way, you can run around down in the mouth and bummed out and depressed and, you know, wallowing in your pity, or there's another way to just have an optimism. You choose your attitude. I mean, so don't be that way. Don't be that way. I think quite the opposite. I think something's happening that we can't comprehend, and there's not a pundit anywhere. If I can give you any advice, if you're down and out, stop listening to pundits on one of the cable networks, who have to fill 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so they say the same goofy stuff 20 different ways, and none of it makes sense. They don't even know what they're saying anymore by the end of it. Sanity. Take a nap. Wake up and then have a new outlook. And it'll be a good nap if you use my pillow too. You know what Judy told me the other day? She said she had neck surgery that didn't go well. And so she found my pillow, listening to the program, and said the correct position, thanks to my pillow, now no more tossing and turning, and she brings it along. She can, you know, it the interlocking fill means the pillow adjusts to you. So Judy talked about taking it with her when she travels. Just absolutely love it, and relief. She's done with the relief she gets from a pillow.
Now, the four-pack special is $99.98. You receive two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179. So, great, great deal from my pillow. All right. I'm never again using wireless at a hotel as long as I live. Because it makes me very difficult to talk to our fine listeners. But, time for new wireless Ramco. It's asked me for the code about 57,000 times. Todd, can you tell me who's next here, and that'll help me?
How about Bill in Grand County?
There you go. Bill, Grand County, thanks for listening to your next one. What's on your mind? You got to bring Bill up, too.
I haven't heard mention on all this protesting. Number one, there's a lot of ambulances that come down these roads. Like yesterday, I guess they had the road blocked over here at number 6 again and everything. Well, what if an ambulance comes down the dang road and you got somebody in there, life and death? How are they supposed to get through to get this guy to Bismarck to a medical service? And what if there's a fire and there's a fire truck coming down the road? Well, what's the situation there?
All good points. I believe that's why the checkpoint exists, to at least limit traffic to people that are supposed to be there. But when they take off in 100-car convoys, they've had convoys over 100 cars.
I realize that. I watch this all close. I listen to your show all the time. But I'll give you another for example. I was told that a guy had a doctor appointment from the south part of the, I don't know, maybe he was from South Dakota or what, coming up the highway here. And when he got over there by the junction, the patrolman told him, he said, well, the road is blocked. Take this county road up here. You have to go around. When he got up there, it was blocked again. So he came back. Then they told him he had to go south over to Solon and go up Highway 1806, would you believe? And he got real late. I don't know if he ever did get to his doctor appointment, the poor man. Now, why should people that pay taxes and build these roads have to be that inconvenienced?
Couldn't agree anymore. I'm going to be talking tomorrow to some farmers and ranchers to help tell their story of what's going on every single day just in the trying to get harvest done, what's being disrupted in the way of their livelihoods as a result of this.
I know people that live up in that area, and I've been told that one guy had his hydraulic cables cut on his tractor and all kinds of crazy stuff they're doing.
But it's a peaceful protest.
Putting dirt into the gas tanks, dirt into the, where you put the oil in and all this stuff.
You're making it up. This is a peaceful protest. They couldn't possibly have been done.
Yeah.
Pull this leg in place.
They should not be allowed to block a public highway and obstruct traffic, in my opinion. That's all I've got to say.
Well, you said it well. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Who's next, Todd? You're in charge.
John in Bismarck, you are on What's in Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Yes, how are you?
Very good. Better that you called now. What's on your mind?
Okay, Putin introduced a resolution to the United Nations to give North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Montana to the American natives. The people have been induced with a type of brainwashing that they own all of these states, and we who have lived here all our lives don't have any access to our own property. That's not our property. They contend that it's their property, see? Everything. And this has been introduced into their type of thinking by Putin and other people who wish to hurt our country.
Yeah, by the way, if we follow the money, first of all, we need to know these protesters that are here right now, 85% of them, based on the arrests so far, are from somewhere else. Okay? They're not from North Dakota. And if we follow the money of who's paying for them to get here, who's paying for, their gas, who's paying for their flights, who's paying for all of the things, the bail money and everything else, follow the money. I want an investigation not unlike we do in a drug crime. Not unlike we do in some terror, because they are terrorists, in a terrorist crime.
Right.
And I'll, you know what I'm willing to wager, John, speaking of Mr. Putin? I bet it goes back there. Don't forget, Gasland was financed in part by Gazprom, which is the, state-owned Russian oil and gas company. So, look, this is, do you think Putin wants American energy to go?
You better believe he wants to destroy our energy.
Of course he does, and so does Iran.
And destroy our manufacturing and our production and our whole society and all the technology we have developed and the knowledge and our morals and our beliefs and everything else.
You're absolutely right. You're right, John. Absolutely. And, you know, if Hillary Clinton is elected, I'm thinking some of those things will be that much more likely. As far as the conspiracy theories that sometimes come from, okay, they're going to take this, they're that, and the other thing, you know, I believe that people are out there that want to do those things. I believe in the power of the American Republic and enough people saying, I'm going to listen to our founding fathers when they said, you know, you've got a republic if you can keep it. You know, there's enough of us to say we do want to keep it. But if you get people in office who want to destroy it, that becomes tougher and tougher and tougher all the time. No doubt about it. 800-228-0550. And just quickly, on since we're at the Empower ND conference and talking about all things energy in North Dakota, you know, the challenges from this price drop that have, you know, grabbed hold here over the last couple of years and look to be inching towards some recovery here. Nice $50 hit, we start inching, we're hitting 40 and then holding and then hitting 50 and hopefully holding and grow. You're going to have some success. But why did the price drop the way it dropped? Because OPEC said, oh, baby, we got to kill these guys. We got to take on America. Our biggest threat's America. And then, of course, lifting the crude oil export ban where we now could compete with them in their markets. Big problems again. So this is a giant war. This is an energy war that's going on. No doubt about it. Ken and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Is that me?
You are on, Ken. Yes, thank you.
Okay. All through the debate was every time Hillary was accused of something by Donald, she said, we all have to go to HillaryClinton.com to fact check this. Why would anybody be that stupid to go and look at something that she fact-checked for us? We know it would be lies. So, my question, Scott, where's a good place to fact-check?
I'm sorry, I'm talking with one of our fine listeners here. As a matter of fact, she just was telling me that she's a friend of mine. And I said, well, I feel terrible. I don't remember you. And she said, well, I'm a personal friend. I said, you are. And she said, where did we meet? She said, well, I listen to you all the time. So what's your Nora? So thank you for listening, Nora. God bless you. You keep listening. You are a personal friend. I appreciate that. And Ken, that prevented me from hearing your question for me. I'm sorry. What was it?
Okay.
I heard you talk about how mad you were about her going to, you know, directing people to the website. I heard what you said there, but I didn't hear your exact question for me.
Where is a good place to do the fact checking? What website would you recommend?
You know, obviously they both do it, and you know the way that fact checking works is like, you know, you could take everything they both said. You could take everything they both said and find something where they have nuanced it their way that allows you to say, see, that's ridiculous. You know,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
Common sense is how I fact check it. I know what they stand for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there any one particular thing you think that Trump said that she thought that you know, because that was her way of not answering anything. Just say, go to my website. Well, give me a break. And short of going to her website. And getting a headache, I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'll get a headache going there. If you find any specific thing, I'll certainly dig into it a little bit. But I virtually ignore it. You know.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ken. Call again. Appreciate that. Sorry, I got distracted there. It happens in the radio business when we're on location. Bill in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. First time caller. I've listened to your show for years and appreciate your support for conservative values and everything that you've stood for. Commenting on the presidential race, it was just a breath of fresh air just to hear Donald Trump and how he stood his ground at the debate, and there's an overwhelming support for him. And we understand what happens sometimes in the past. The past is the past. And you know what? You know, there's a verse of scripture that says, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
Yeah, if you're looking for a perfect politician, you're never going to find one. That's for darn sure, and that's a good piece of scripture. Hey, Bill, will you do me a favor and call again? I really appreciate your comment and calling today on the program and What's on Your Mind. Thanks a ton. More coming up after this.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Bottineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day at all of their locations, like the 4-for-4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4, all day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey's standard candy bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch family pack of chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Back at the Great Plains of Power Indy Energy Conference, Ramada Heritage Ballroom Bismarck today on What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. The toll-free telephone number is 701-258-0550. I want to thank our fine sponsors who help make this broadcast possible, and that includes our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You can find out more about them online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Jason Bohr, who is, of course, president of the Lignite Energy Council, is directing this panel today. I'm interested in talking with him when it's finished to find out all the different areas that they covered. Of course, the panel, as I mentioned earlier, Governor Dalrymple, Senators Hoeven and Heitkamp, Congressman Cramer, they're talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline right now. And Senator Heidi Heitkamp just sort of admonished the crowd a little bit that there is going to be a process that's going to ensue with the Corps of Engineers going through a review process of issuing the permit and whether or not they should do the EIS and whether or not the environmental impact statement and basically make the company jump through more hoops than a court has already said they did and followed. Obviously they're going to show up. I think one of the reasons this is a head scratcher for a lot of people is that the Standing Rock Reservation refused to stand show up for hearings when this was discussed previously and raise any of these issues. So after the fact, all of this is being raised, but she is, I guess, defending the process. We'll find out. We'll talk with her a little more on the program coming up in a bit, because I don't know how you defend this process personally, but I want to ask her that very thing. So we'll do that in minutes. So let's get back to the phones here, and your texts are welcome too, 701-226-8503. You can text Todd. You can call us at 800-228-0550. Here's a texter says, Scott, get your head out of the sand. Reverend Wright, Bill Ayers, and Saul Alinsky influence our government. Obama. This is a chess move. Pawns on the move. You guys are the best. Listeners get a dose of sanity and common sense from your show. Thank you. So I guess what he's saying is, you know, if you think this process is going to follow the law, you're crazy. The rule of law has been upended. And that's obviously what's happening. And maybe what's motivating these people that continue to get arrested. And by the way, if you are listening to this program and you feel I'm being unfair or Sheriff Laney is being unfair in calling these protests, well, fine. I am more than welcome to have a dialogue with you, a reasonable dialogue about that. Please call us. 800-228-0550. I don't know what else to call them. Jim, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this election, because the evangelicals, and I'm not knocking their faith, but they seem to think that they, because somebody does something, they cannot support them. I've listened to the radio. I listened to your program this morning with Hugh Hewlett. He says, well, I can't support Trump anymore. You know, I'm not. We have to swallow some things and say there is no perfect politician, and the alternative is the worst alternative that this nation could possibly see in Hillary Rodham Clinton. I don't understand why they can't see that. And it just concerns me that they say, well, I cannot vote for somebody that has. And the other thing is, they could go this way. Forgiveness is great. And he was a Democrat when he was saying all these things. You know, he was a Democrat at that time. So it's understandable why he said them.
Well, I think your advice is good. I wouldn't put this on evangelicals. I have many, many, many. I happen to be Catholic, but I'm an evangelical Catholic, as I call myself, thanks to George Weigel's wonderful book on that topic. But the evangelical Protestant community that you refer to, I see as some of the most forgiving people ever. I see them in...
A lot of them don't forgive. They wouldn't forgive Romney for being a Mormon. I mean, they stay home and wouldn't vote for him.
I don't think that had to do with Mitt Romney's religion. I think that had to do with Mitt Romney was milquetoast. Right? Mitt Romney didn't win, so why should people be expected to think he ought to win? I think what we've lost, so anyway, I don't believe, in fact, I hear a lot of people who are not evangelical questioning why evangelicals have wrapped themselves around Donald Trump, which he has a huge network of, that have said, look, this is enemy attacks coming at him. They see it as spiritual warfare. I don't see a lot of them running. I don't know. You know, Hugh Hewitt. I hope you're right.
I hope you're right. I heard that on the show this morning. I hope you're right, because I mean, forgiveness divine. I sit there as a father and a grandfather, and it absolutely makes me sick to my stomach to think of the possibility of that woman in control of this country.
We're not alone in that, Jim, and I hope you continue to fight in that regard. I really do. I think that's really important that you just continue to stay at this, and I think that's so important. To talk to people, have conversations, challenge this stuff. You get people to think, even when you're on social media, 1 against 100, you're getting some people to think, some that are just reading it. So I appreciate you doing that. Caleb in Tioga, what's on your mind? Caleb, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind?
Me?
I can hear you loud and clear, but we're losing precious time here. Go, Caleb.
All right, I was just calling. I used to listen to you guys all the time, and I've been listening to Joel Heitkamp. Kind of nice to know what the other side's kind of thinking. It kind of makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, I don't know how to respond to that, Todd. But how do you take this one?
Well, he was talking about him and his sister and Obama went to Cuba, and he just had such a wonderful trip. And I called in and I said, if you get Hillary to go along, I'll give you guys all four one-way tickets. And he hung up on me, so I don't listen to him anymore.
Oh, good. Okay, so you're back in our camp permanently now.
Yes, sir. It's good to hear what the smart people are doing and what our plan is and what we're thinking. And then also I wanted to say about the big riots and stuff down in 48. I heard two of the main guys down there were from the founders of the Black Lives Matter group.
Oh, they're here. Muslim Brotherhood's been here. There's a Palestinian flag being here. And by the way, there's businesses that are assisting this lawlessness. One of them is Lowe's. We've got a picture up on my Facebook page right now. And the email and phone number for the Lowe's CEO. I'll tell you about that coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing NDSC's HeartSafe program.
It is a program in partnership with the Bismarck and Mandan Fire Departments, and we're also partnered with CENCOM, our 911 system. And what we do is when the fire department goes in to do their inspection every year, they look to see if they have an AED. They ask if they have people trained on their AED, so if they have at least two people trained, and then also that they have it on a monthly check. Having them in public places is really important. National status that we should have one AED for every 1,000 people that we have in the state. And currently in the Bismarck and Mandan area, we have over 200 AEDs registered at 100 locations. So not nearly enough that are registered with us.
For more information on HeartSafe or to register an AED, visit HeartSafeND.org. That's HeartSafeND.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.